Hello, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Can you believe that a quarter of the year is already behind us? Well, it is, and as we open the second quarter of 2018, we check in with Paul Struthers, general manager for Sage Canada, to talk about the trends he sees shaping business this year. We take a fresh look at some of the big issues of the day: digital transformation, big data, cloud, and security. And we discuss how they all interact, how Paul sees customers thinking about them this year, and how they impact and shape Canada's culture of innovation. It's an interesting discussion, so let's get right into it. My chat with Paul Struthers. Paul, thanks for taking the time once again.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
As we're rapidly closing in on the quarter point of 2018, that's scary enough as I say that out loud for the first time. Wanted to talk about sort of the trends that you're seeing in the business world. Obviously, you're in touch with a lot of businesses, large and small, across Canada. And then let's just throw it open with sort of in the most general terms, what do you see as the biggest trends that your customers, prospects, partners are talking to you about in terms of what's taking shape this year?
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, well, it's hard to believe it's midway through March already, isn't it? But it's good to know that spring is around the corner for everyone. Yeah. I think as we kind of check in at this point in the season, one thing we see from almost every business, whether, you know, small right up to large enterprises, is, you know, how do you transform yourselves in a really crowded marketplace? Differentiation is key these days. And a lot of that is centered around how do you digitally transform. And that digital transformation can manifest itself in many ways. You know, there's a lot of talk about artificial intelligence, IoT, which is Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. You know, how do I tap into big data? What does the cloud mean for me? How do I deal with security in this new age? And really, how do I, you know, for lack of a better term, mechanize and modernize my business in a digital fashion to better differentiate and compete? So we sort of see that as the umbrella theme that's emerging across the business landscape in Canada.
All right, fair enough. First out of the chute there, you mentioned digital transformation. Obviously, that's something that we hear about a lot from any number of different companies are pitching that sort of message, and a lot of customers that we talk to are talking about digital transformation as pertains to their business. And of course, that can mean many different things for many businesses. Curious how you sort of see digital transformation manifesting itself amongst your customer base, and especially when you're talking about such a wide range of businesses, you know, from multinationals to potential, you know, one or two man organizations. Is digital transformation for every business?
Yeah, well, we believe it is, and I think some of the stats that are happening in the marketplace show that it is pretty much for every business as well. And whether you're starting out small and maybe even just sole proprietor or a few people working at your organization up to a large, you know, enterprise. And there's some interesting stats emerging, actually. You know, if you poll CEOs, about 62% of CEOs expect to be digitally disrupted. And there's a really interesting stat I found. You know, at the present rate of the tech-savvy disruptors that are coming into the marketplace, and this is more globally, they expect that 50% of the S&P 500 will be replaced within the next 10 years. So it's definitely happening. Now, it's happening at a different pace, the different size of businesses. The mid-sized companies, those, let's say, about $250 million in revenue to $500 here in Canada, are a little slower to adopt, about 31% of those are starting to drive digital transformation initiatives, whereas about 54% of companies over a billion are starting to drive those. And I think the main thing here is it's not just, you know, going digital for technology's sake. It's, you know, how am I solving real-world business problems? There's still a lot of, you know, if you look at how a childcare company might work, there's still a lot of paper records you have to fill out. There's a lot of manually intrusive or intensive work that has to be done to get business done. The world is moving very quickly. We all see on the news and everything else all these disruptive companies that are coming in and innovating at a fast pace and providing real easy-to-understand, easy-to-interact with ways to do business with a company. And if companies want to compete in an increasingly global marketplace, cloud and technology and everything else is the great equalizer across all countries, right? So I think people need to be digitally transforming to better compete, particularly here in Canada. later on I'll share with you some stats on how we're doing in Canada and what that might mean for us.
All right. Great. You also touched on big data. And that's a hot topic, obviously, across many industries. And even before, you know, going back years now, when talking to customers, even before big data became kind of the buzzword and the go-to word, there was the sense of the amount of data being overwhelming, and that has done nothing. You know, that tsunami has not gone down by any stretch of the imagination. That has risen substantially, and I think the surveys show will continue to rise year over year. What are your thoughts on both the impact of big data and sort of the impact it can have, you know, for good in a business, and that sort of feeling of being overwhelmed that's potentially there in terms of so much information, so little insight, perhaps, in some cases?
That's a great question, Rob, because, you know, big data, I mean, there's so much of it these days, and getting to what really is meaningful is really the key. And interesting, related to what you said, according to Gartner, 90% of data collected is wasted. Yeah. So what does that really mean? It means we have a ton of data, but we're not doing anything with it. So the trick is, how do you put in, you know, business processes, but also system tools to support it that give you the actionable insights around who are your customers, what is their behavior, how do they want to be interacted with, how do you best interact with them in key moments of truth, and how do you kind of tap into all of this, not just for the customers as well, but for your own colleagues, to quickly get to the data that matters, but more importantly, it's great to have data, but what do you do with it, and tie that into your processes and systems, whatever they may be, to action on that data and have it embedded into processes. So whether it's, you know, customers that have some kind of contract with you that they're renewing every year, and knowing, you know, how often are you communicating with them? How do they want to be communicated with? What are the hot buttons that they need to hear? And do you have the data ready in the supporting process to actually interact with them in a meaningful way and at the right amount of time? So it's a tricky problem. It's one that's been around for a while, but I think more and more of the technology is out there now to help companies quickly get to what matters and do something about it. And that'll be key for success in that increasingly global marketplace we talked about.
All right, brilliant. Last time we were on the podcast, we talked about cloud a lot from the Sage perspective, with Sage Business Cloud and sort of that launch and how that strategy has played out. But wanted to flip that around a little and look at it from a customer point of view. Obviously, it's something that kind of has its hooks in everywhere. And for many organizations, a big part of digital transformation may involve moving to cloud or hybrid or some sort of that kind of approach. Big data obviously has its own cloud aspect. Just about everything seemed to have a cloud aspect to it. What are you hearing from customers about cloud in their business in 2018? How are they thinking about it, and what impact do they see cloud having?
Yeah, well, it's coming up in pretty much all of the conversations we have with businesses of all sizes here in Canada, and I know globally it is as well. And there's some really interesting stats here in cloud. I mean, I'm sure we could have a whole podcast on stats to do with the cloud, but I'll share a couple. You know, the world is increasingly interconnected in the cloud. You know, different firms predict, you know, at least 50 billion connected devices by 2020. Yeah. That's a lot of connected devices. And about 92% of all the compute workloads, so the work processing workloads that are being done, will be in the cloud by 2020. And a much smaller percentage on premises. So, and if you look at the CAGR, or the compound annual growth rate for cloud adoption in Canada, it's about middle of the pack globally. Other areas like Germany, the U.S. Are growing faster, but it's definitely an increasing wave. And it's going to affect companies of all sizes. So, and now why does cloud matter, and why do we see more and more people going to it? Well, A, they want to offload the intensity that goes with maybe having all of their IT on premises, for example, and offload that worry to experts that can run all the capabilities they need in the cloud. But it's also being very agile, flexible, and scalable in these cloud platforms so that they can, again, compete and operate at a faster pace. I mean, the world is moving at a kind of blinding pace these days as far as business innovation goes. Mm-hmm. And if you can tap into capability in the cloud, it gives you a lot of that core competency. You can focus on what you need to do to differentiate your business and not try to focus on being a systems expert. And then you see what I mentioned earlier, you know, mobility. We're all mobile now. We all have multiple connected devices. I can only imagine how many we all have in our own households. I have hundreds of them, I think, with four kids in my house.
Yeah, no doubt.
And, you know, the Internet of Things, the artificial intelligence we talked about, big data, all of that is being increasingly woven into cloud technology that people can tap into. So we see more and more interest for it. And that's why we launched Sage Business Cloud, like you mentioned. We have AI and machine learning built into the platform. We are able to support customers from small startup businesses right through to large billions of dollars enterprises, designed to improve that customer experience and the way they interact, you know, simplify the way that they use the systems to serve their customers. And we actually have integrated some of the cloud functions of the companies that we've acquired recently with Intacct, which is for financial management, more complicated financial management, FairSale for people management, and Compass, which is actually for analytics and benchmarking, really exciting big data-driven type companies. So whether a customer needs just basic accounting, more complicated financial management, you know, full-blown enterprise management across multiple industry verticals, how to manage your people, how to process invoices and payments, how to reconcile with your banks, it all resides in the Sage Business Cloud. And because we know that that's where people are increasingly looking to be.
All right. Makes sense to me. You know, so many of these mega trends that we're talking about are interrelated, interconnected, and I think wrapped around all of them and just about any other that we can talk about at this point in time has to be the lens of security in its various forms. Obviously, 2017, a lot of stories on data breaches, a lot of stories on ransomware, all of these kinds of things in the business world. How do you feel the message is getting out there? Are businesses better prepared for security? Are they thinking more proactively about their security stance? Are the investments that they're making setting them up for success, basically, in terms of keeping themselves and their customers secure?
Yeah, certainly it's top of mind, but I think depending on the size and sophistication of your business depends on how well set up you are to deal with it and be prepared for it. Mm. So potentially, you know, smaller and mid-sized companies may not know what they don't know or are not sure where to start. So I think what's needed really is, and not all of it is system related, right? You know, what kind of policies do you have in place in your business? What kind of, do you have a risk and assurance type function that's looking proactively? You want to, you know, be looking at leading indicators, but it might be presenting risk to your company in the way that you're operating and getting ahead of the curve on those to mitigate them before it's too late. But also having dashboards that you can do. Again, big data can have a big role in that too, where you have the dashboards that show, you know, hey, what's a red, yellow, green type risk factor? And obviously the systems that you're using, making sure you do have a robust security plan, making sure that your people have policies that they've signed off on or are aligned to on how data is to be treated. You know, the basics, don't have USB sticks at your office, for example. Don't share the passwords, all the stuff that we all hear, but not necessarily systematic in a lot of companies. And then working with providers that, you know, have very robust security platforms and all the ones that are operating in the cloud, such as ourselves, you know, security is a top priority in what we build in the solution. So make sure that whatever you're using or assessing using has a very robust security profile that will satisfy the needs of your company. So it's a little bit of system and process.
It's products, people, and process is what we're always told in security.
You got it.
And and I'd add a fourth P in there because the lens I tend to look at the world from, that is partners, which I guess falls under all three of those categories, really, in terms of a business working with the right partner to build out these solutions and to build out their business vision. How you have to make sure that partner is thinking security first and foremost in everything, not just as a product that they're adding on top, but sort of how the security is weaved into the interminglings of many of the point products that they're bringing to bear for customers.
That's a great point, Rob. You know, making sure that if you are working with a partner or considering working with a partner, that they also have a very, you know, transparent and clear plan for security for that customer. And the ones that we work with here in Canada are fantastic for that and definitely have it top of mind as well.
All right. right. Good to hear. Good to hear. You know, we've talked about sort of the big trends in technology and what's shaping the industry, as it were. How do you see these coming to bear in the big picture? You know, as we talk about cloud, as we talk about digital transformation, security, big data, what impact are all of these things writ large going to have on the Canadian economy, and what can we expect as a result?
I think great question, Rob. And I think it's, you know, it's exciting times, but also cautionary times, and I'll elaborate. So I think, you know, we talked about this before, and 18 is starting to happen. We're seeing, you know, a very hyper-connected global economy. Mm-hmm. If you want to, customers are demanding more. I'm demanding simplification. I want it now. Patience runs thin, I think, in the customer base nowadays, because we've gotten used to certain ways of working. Competition is coming from all angles. You have to be always on demand, very data-driven, the things we talked about. But there's a good news and a bad news story, or maybe a wake-up call that's needed. If you look at Canada from a digital transformation perspective, about 35%, we're spending 35% per capita less on technology than in the U.S. Huh. So that's for digital transformation initiatives. And when you talk about artificial intelligence, IoT, robotics, 3D printing, all the things that are driving a lot of the innovation and disruption, mm-hmm. about only 13% of Canadian companies knew anything about them or had a strategy or were investing, and 35% of companies in Canada didn't have a clue. So I think the point there is that we need to start to digitally transform at a faster pace and at a better cadence. And the good news is Canada really is a hotbed for technology innovation right now. If you look at artificial intelligence, we're a world leader. The government, you know, with the Pan-Canadian Artificial Intelligence Strategy, has invested at least $125 million in fostering innovation and research and companies that are working in artificial intelligence. We have three of the top minds in AI here in Canada. You know, the co-fathers of deep learning, Yoshua Benigo, out in Montreal, and we've got Jeffrey Hinton at the new Vector Institute mm-hmm. at Mars here in Toronto. Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon setting up a lot of incubators and research labs up here in Canada. VC funding of startups is at record levels. The last couple of years, I've seen record levels of investments from VCs up in Canada. And fintech's really kind of getting hot as well. So my point there, Rob, is, yeah, absolutely, this is going to affect the Canadian economy. All the ingredients are there, but I would say we need to pick up the pace. And this is shared by Mark Briard, who's the CTO for the Canadian government. You know, we need more capital to push the incubators and accelerators. We need more funding for these companies to drive tech innovation and adoption. And more importantly, we need the awareness, education, and fortitude to make sure companies of all sizes across Canada knows what this means. It's very easy to say the word digital transformation, but how do I translate that mm-hmm. to something meaningful for my business that I can act upon? So I think we have all the ingredients to, you know, help our companies get to this digital transformation to really compete and win on the global marketplace and continue to evolve to be a tech leader on the global stage.
And you bring up a very interesting point, because one of the things that we often hear, especially when we're talking about trends with our colleagues south of the border, is for the most part, especially in terms of business technologies, a technology movement idea will become large there anywhere between 6 months and a couple years before it hits home in Canada. And we tend to think of it as sort of there's a classical conservatism in terms of Canadian business. There are fewer Canadian companies, it seems, that want to be the first out there to try something new. But you bring up the point of the rapid acceleration of change. What are your thoughts on what we can do to kind of break out of that conservatism and get more Canadian businesses to invest early and to start thinking about transforming their business earlier in the cycle, especially given that we do have, while the non-tech businesses may tend to lag behind, as you rightly point out, certainly the Canadian sectors for many of these big transformative areas of technology are strong, are vibrant, are world class.
Yeah, well, tricky question, Rob. I think it's, you know, having the bravery to really jump in, and with the lens that, you know, Canada is now just one country of many that is competing on a real leveled out playing field on the global stage. And I think, you know, it's kind of ties back a little bit to what I mentioned earlier. But what does that mean for me who's running whatever small biz bakeries shop down the road, mm-hmm. or, you know, my manufacturing company north of Toronto or outside of Vancouver, wherever it might be?
Sure.
How do I kind of tap into the tools that are needed? Is you know, the government has a role to play here? Are we investing? Are we freeing up? You know, are we creating a regulatory environment and an investment type environment that is going to allow these innovations that I mentioned to continue to flourish in Canada, but to give companies some impetus or some kind of help in adopting digital transformation? You know, they have in the UK, for example, the whole going digital with tax initiatives that are happening. So government and the private sector can play a role in really, really helping the companies to jump in, because if we don't, you know, we don't want to wake up and be a laggard. I think already in a couple of indexes we're sitting in the middle of the pack as far as digital adoption goes. So I think it's going to be a mix of things, Rob. To, you know, we need government lobbying and investment. We need the companies to kind of get it, educate themselves and know what it means to transform digitally, look at the examples of companies that are really kind of leading the charge in the world. It's super exciting to see Canada as a leader in things like AI and fintech, and you just look at the amount of startups that are starting to pop up across the Canadian landscape. The opportunity is there. We just need to wake everyone up and go after it and be brave about it, I think.
All right. Appreciate the insights. As always, Paul, pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rob. Have a great week.
So there you have it, a look into the business trends of 2018 with Sage Canada's Paul Struthers. I'd like to thank Paul for joining us once again for the podcast, and thank Sage Canada for its sponsorship of the site. And hey, thank you for joining us. It's not going to be a very long layoff for the podcast, as tomorrow we'll be back with a special Friday close to live edition of the show, with some interviews recorded at Ingram Micro Canada's Partner Experience Roadshow stop in Toronto earlier this week. I was on hand for the event, and we bring you interviews about all three of Ingram's major focus areas for the year, cloud, IoT, and security, as well as a chat with Ingram's evangelist for this year, freelance tech journalist Mark Saltzman. Should be a great podcast, so I hope you'll join us tomorrow. Until then, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.